I told you a lot of stuff that I wanted to talk about this morning. You also had a list of things you wanted to talk about. Let's just roulette this thing. You just pick a topic and I'm ready to go.
Advent calendars.
Okay. So we talked about these yesterday because your daughter, Kirsten, is in the German club at Central Hardin High School.
Mm-hmm.
And I ordered a stack of those from you.
Yeah.
Because I was going to give two to my kids and the rest I was going to send with Keegan to college to give to his friends that he goes to engineering school with.
Except you're not going to let Keegan take one to college. So Keegan is going to have to watch all of his friends every day eating a piece of chocolate from this advent calendar while Keegan can't do it because you are making him keep it at home,
yes,
hung up on a nail in your kitchen, which that kind of blew my mind.
Yeah, you said, what do you mean hang them up? We just lay our advent calendars on the wall, like against
on
the wall.
Yeah.
And I said, you hang them up because there's a hole in the back of them that you punch out, and that's where you hang them up.
Yeah, I had no idea.
And so, then what happened?
So we checked at home, and then I also got a message from Carrie. And Carrie said, I learned something new. Advent calendars do have holes in the back to hang them up. Thank goodness I figured this out for my daughter's final advent calendar. She graduates in May and will head to college next fall. And so she wanted me to tell you that. And I said, well, I have one question. Will you get her one for home and one for college next year? And Carrie said, I may get one for myself. So, yeah, I guess Maggie's not getting an advent calendar when she's in college.
Couple of things to unpack there. It seems as though her mom thinks that I'm right. So let's write this down in the big book of awesome. Brian Walker was right, and it's been publicly acknowledged.
In the eyes of Carrie Pettis.
Yes. So thank you, Carrie, for telling people I'm right. That makes me feel good. I've known it for years, and now you know it too. So that's number one. Number two, she said my daughter's final advent calendar. So I think that my rule is you have to keep the advent calendar at home. You can enjoy that when you're home for the weekends. You know, you can count down to Christmas.
But the rest of the
days. I don't care if you're eating 5 days of chocolate at once. You're eating those in my house.
I just feel bad for Keegan because now he's gonna watch his friends and he'd be like, I wish I had one.
He's got money. He can go buy his own advent calendar. So my other point is, she said final.
Yeah.
Does this mean her daughter, it's like, nope, you're out of high school. No more calendars for you.
You're not a kid anymore, so you don't get any advent calendars anymore. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she's got a point. At what point do you stop buying your kids, your adult kids, advent calendars? Do they buy them for themselves at that point?
I don't know.
I mean, I didn't even consider this yesterday morning when we were discussing advent calendars. So now it's like a whole nother layer.
Mm-hmm. I wish I had one with cheeseburgers in it.
You have to keep that in the fridge. You're not hanging that in the wall.
But like, if every day I could just open it and get a hot cheeseburger for 24 days, that'd be awesome. Quick, 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 C98.